SRN News, I'm John Scott. Three special elections with national impact being held today. In Central Florida, two races to fill congressional seats. One is for the post vacated by White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. And in Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court contest is being closely watched since the liberal candidate in the race says she's for gerrymandering two Republican seats in Congress off the map. Megan Novak, legislative director of Americans for Prosperity, says it will bolster President Trump's agenda if conservative Brad Schimmel wins tonight.
If you are a voter who cares about the America First agenda, if you are a voter who supported President Trump and wants to see him implementing his agenda and his policies, then you have to care first about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because if they have their way, that House majority is gone in 2026 or even earlier, and we will not have a chance to fight back anymore.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in this hotly contested Supreme Court race expected to exceed $100 million. Also at SRNNews.com, it could be a busy week for the nation's high court. Tayshia Stevens has more.
The Supreme Court may rule this week on multiple emergency applications related to President Trump's executive orders. These include the deportations of Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. Justices may also decide on a lower court's ruling requiring the government to reinstate millions in Department of Education grants. A ruling could come soon on the firing of thousands of probationary federal employees. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Forecasters warning of potentially deadly flash flooding and strong tornadoes in coming days from a new round of storms. Waves of thunderstorms poised to strike parts of the Midwest and South later this week. The Dow is down 98 points, the NASDAQ up 96. This is SRN News. A new poll tracks religious switching around the world.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers considering a measure that would limit pro-Hamas protest outside of Jewish places of worship, schools, and other institutions. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the legislation is designed to protect and assure England's Jewish community, which has felt embattled since the Hamas attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. Cooper adds that the right to protest must not undermine a person's right to worship. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has halted several dozen federal research grants at Princeton University. The university received notification that grants were being suspended by agencies, including the Department of Energy, NASA, and the Defense Department. This comes as the Trump administration continues investigations into campus anti-Semitism. High winds fanning a wildfire east of the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Hundreds of homes are under an evacuation order north of Bishop in eastern California as the silver wildfire sweeps across ranch lands. The town in the Owens Valley is known as a gateway to recreation in the White Mountains and Kings Canyon National Park. Winds up to 65 miles per hour are driving the flames and limiting flights by firefighting air tankers. The fire started Sunday afternoon, and by Monday, CAL FIRE says it had grown to nearly 2 square miles with no containment. The U.S. Drought Monitor describes conditions in Inyo County as abnormally dry. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.